This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey now. Peace and love, hate and disgust. I say that with hate and disgust, people. Hello. Now, we have breaking news, and what I love about doing these live things, too, is you just see something wild, you know, as you're trolling through your Twitter feed, and you can immediately report it before anyone else does. And if you shoot a YouTube video and you got to record it, you got to edit it, you got to post it, you got to upload it the next day. Not us, my friend. Not us. So a rapper I actually like, Kodak Black, it looks like he was just released from jail and is going wild. Now, the audio coming out of my second monitor is not ideal. It's a little lower than I'd like. But, hey, we're going to figure it out eventually, okay? One thing at a time, people. All right?
Don't throw anything at our camera, Kodak Black. Don't throw anything at our camera.
Yeah. Rush, call the cops, call the
Just
cops.
Just out of jail.
That's when. That when you wait.
This is Kodak Black just getting out of jail. So you can get drugs in prison and stuff, but I don't think he's under the influence of anything. I think this is just Kodak being Kodak.
Kodak Bell, I've been hibernating, chilling, bro.
He has been chilling in jail since December, but he accepted a plea deal, pleading guilty to a technical violation of his probation. The judge sentenced him to time served. Kodak's been in custody since Plantation Police reportedly found him passed out in a Bentley with drugs on him.
You want to punch me?
I ain't standing you.
Okay, I'm not going to back down from you, Kodak.
What?
I'm not going to back down from you.
My son about to be born in less than...
I don't know who's talking, but Kodak doesn't seem like in a very stable kind of mind right now, so I wouldn't be calling him out and saying, hey, I'm not going to back down from you, Kodak. Kodak, and like, see, he's almost provoking him as Kodak is like clearly standing on a table and kind of wilding out a little bit. But hey, that's that guy's battle to fight.
48 hours. I ain't worried about y'all, homie.
After throwing rocks at our photographer. And look at that again.
So it sounds like that was the photographer talking shit, saying, I'm not going to back down from you. I'm not going to back down from you, Kodak. Well, Kodak goes, okay, fuck you. You're not going to back down. I'm going to start throwing rocks at you.
You're trying to say hello to you, and you threaten to punch me.
Threatening to punch me. Don't threaten to punch me again. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
You understand what I'm saying? You want me to call the cops on you right now, Kodak?
You know what I mean?
Do we miss him throwing rocks?
Threatening to you, and you threatened to and look at that again.
There we go.
Get your side and say hello to you, and you threatened to at our photographer. Throwing rocks at our photographer. And look at that again. I wanted to get your side and say hello to you, and you threatened to punch me. Threatening to punch me. Don't threaten to punch me again. You understand what I'm saying? Throwing rocks at our photographer. And look at that again.
I wanted to get your side and say hello to you, and you threatened to punch me.
Well, this dude, shut the fuck up. Kodak just got out of jail. You're throwing cameras in his face. Kodak has some issues without diagnosing him, or I'm not a doctor by any means, but, you know, let the guy breathe for a sec, okay? Instead of getting out of jail and shoving microphones and kind of provoking the dude. So, you know what? I'm on Team Kodak. Throw some rocks at that mofo and tell him to back the fuck off. I say that with peace and love, actually, because I'm supporting Kodak Black. I do not say that with hate and disgust.
You know what I mean?
You understand what I'm saying? You want me to call the cops on you?
He's still after him. Shut up.
You want to threaten to punch me on camera?
This how I'm living,
It ain't nothing like you seen on BET. Kodak is living in his own world, and I would love to be inside that world for a day just to see what goes on.
Sings his way out of jail.
All right.
Just like that, he's gone. But the damage, done.
Good. That's what you get, reporter, for being annoying. So what's up, people? How are you? I just saw that while I was waiting to get on here. And it made me laugh. And isn't it about laughing sometimes, people, at the end of a long day, you know, working, I'm up at 4:30 in the morning. My anxiety, I've been trying to get under control, so I'm working out in the morning, which I hate. I am not a morning workout person ever. I'm not a morning person. I kind of hate the people who say, like, you know, you work out in the morning and you actually, turns out you burn more calories when you do things that way. It's way better than, and they kind of shame us nighttime and afternoon workout people. They shame us. The morning workout people shame us and make us think we're not as good as them. But if we're doing the same workouts, who the fuck cares if you do it at midnight or if you do it at 4 a.m., okay? Is Mark Wahlberg better than us because he wakes up at 2:30 in the morning? He goes to sleep at 6 p.m.? Is he better than us? I don't think so. I say, Mark, wake up at 10 o'clock, sleep in. Enough already. You can spend your 4 hours working out later in the day. Skip golf for the day, okay? But I've been doing it in the morning, and while I do hate it, it has improved my mood in the morning and has lessened my anxiety. My anxiety has still been creeping up throughout the day, but it has reduced it a little bit in the morning, which is nice. So let's see, guys. So let me read the comments. Let me say hi. First of all, let me go back here. First of all, I want to tell you, there is a sale going on for Tom Ward merch, 15% off everything. No discount code needed, applied at checkout. And this is the only sale I'm going to do until the summer launch in, I don't know, 3 months or so. So that's it. 15% off everything. No minimum requirement or anything. You buy a t-shirt, you get 15% off. You get a hoodie, 15% off. Hat, 15% off. You get the deal. TheTomWardShow.com. Great way to support the channel. If you're here, you like the stream, you know, hey, we're barely breaking an even. So, you know, become a member, help support the channel. Buying merch definitely helps support the channel as well. And you can also gift memberships. You got a big bonus. You want to make it rain on your fellow Tomcats? Make it rain memberships, people. Everybody wins. Everybody wins. So let me go after I shamelessly plug myself real quick. People are excited to be here. Did I have an SOS on my phone? No, people are happy. They're here for a stream. Getting a snow cone, that sounds fun. Tom is late, Peachy. Tom is never late. Tom was on time at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as I said I would. Joe Duncan, welcome to the Tom Ward Membership Club. Iman working out at 12 p.m. Love my afternoon workout, people. Exactly, Peachy. Working out at night is better than not working out at all. So fuck those morning workout people, even though all week I have been that person, but I'll never forget my roots. I'll never forget where I came from, and where I came from was a 3 to 4 p.m. workout. If I worked from home, if my job was working at home and I could kind of squeeze that in, if not, it was a 6 o'clock workout. Now, 6 o'clock if you go to a gym is a complete disaster. So I would always try to sneak out and get there between 3 and 4 is my time, because you don't have the after work people there yet. You kind of have to deal with the high school kids who are there after school, you know, trying to get all swole, trying to bench, you know, a 45 pound plate on each side and getting all excited. So you got to deal with those kids. And a lot of them don't wipe sweat off and they're kind of gross. Teenage boys, you know, at the gym are, you know, they're gross. So you got to deal with them. But that's much better than dealing with the after work crowd. I did not see Ethan talk to Jason Lee Peterson. I saw, is he the black gentleman that was on the thumbnail? I don't know. But let me thank you guys. Okay? Because last stream, I've been pretty consistent. I think I might stream tomorrow too. I've been pretty consistent in getting my mental health back in order, and I've been streaming Tuesday and Thursday, regular time, so we get more people in, they get used to seeing me every Tuesday and Thursday, and I may throw a Friday in there too, at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and on Tuesday they said Howie Mandel mentioned you on his podcast, whatever, like 2 days ago or something. I said, why would Howie Mandel mention me on his podcast at all? So let's go to the camera, people. And you guys are unbelievable. You even, because I wanted to pull it up at the time, but nobody could give me the timestamp. But right after the show, in the comments, bam, right there, timestamp, exactly. And let's watch. Let's watch together. I'm going to keep the chat replay on there so you can see.
Cool ring with their order as well.
That's real low.
I really love the contrast that the black wire gives against the
Tom
white
Ward as a guest. Get Tom Ward as a guest.
It really makes for
who's
a
Tom Ward?
Staple.
Maybe he'll give a semen sample. No, keep going. I want to see the finished going. Product.
You want to see
that? Who's Tom?
Everybody loves jewelry.
You might not have been able to hear that, but the daughter goes, your wife walks they're the, saying we should get Tom Ward on as a guest. And Howie goes, who's Tom Ward? I said, that is an excellent question, Howie. But look in the chat if you can see that.
This is for you.
Look at all the Tom Ward love.
Would anyone...
love.
But would anyone...
From the H3 community.
Pendants made?
Tom Ward.
For your girlfriend?
Oh my God, Tom Ward. Tom Ward Kang cries up. Tom Ward for Prez. Tom is the GOAT. Tommy boy.
You can order jewelry.
Wom Ward, Wom Ward, Wom Ward. Have Tom on. Tom is the GOAT. Love Tom Ward. Look at that. Get Tom Ward semen sample. Okay. Tom Ward is S for ski, whatever that means. What? And it goes on and on with comments from you guys. Somehow, I don't know why or what possessed anybody. Is there a backstory to this that I don't know? Why in the middle of a Howie Mandel live podcast, people started... hammering him in the comments to have me on as a guest. I mean, like, why all of a sudden love, I guess is what I'm saying. I mean, they're not talking about anything that could possibly be related to me in any way. They're not talking about Ethan. They're not talking about my comments about Jimmy Lee. They're not talking about anything. So, I don't know. Nakey, you're late, man. I was just talking about how Howie Mandel, I got a shout out on the show, and it came from And people in the chat were saying I should come on the show. Sydney said people just want my semen sample. So I didn't even catch what they're doing with the semen samples, but I don't know, man. I don't know if I could just randomly donate my semen. I mean, I don't want a kid all of a sudden, you know, who's 10 years old and I have a mom reaching out to me for child support, or the kid turns 18 and they want me to pay for college. So I don't know about that. So you guys are just awesome. So I wanted to thank you so much for that. We're moving at a rapid pace today, guys. At a rapid pace. And to be honest with you, I don't know if I have enough content to keep this podcast up at this pace. But we might have to slow things down a little bit. We're 15 minutes in. We got some time. Okay, people? You're going to be here together. All right? We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some laughs. We're not going to talk about the McBrooms this week, okay? We talked about the McBrooms Tuesday and how crazy Landon is and how I finally realized of what a fan of the McBrooms I am. Without knowing it, I became a huge fan of their new content. So, oh, Tyler, thank you. Shirt looks great on me. This is the original OG Tomcat logo. There's also the Tomcat Anxiety Edition that came out too. So go check it out, thetomwardshow.com, 15% off until the end of the month. And there will be no sale after that until summer. I say that with peace and love. I should check out Ethan's interview. But let's go to this right now. So Bobby the podcaster, Bobby Althoff. I don't know if I'm saying her name right. I'm sorry if I'm a boomer and I'm unplugged. I know who she is. She's not my kind of thing. She's like real deadpan. I guess that's her appeal. But Bobby Althoff finally responded after her nude leak. So Tuesday it came out that it was trending on Twitter. All of a sudden I saw Bobby trending on Twitter. And of course I go, you know, why is she trending? So I look and there's no real answer to why she's trending. The only thing I could see was there was Bobby leaks. So it turns out later that Twitter censored some of the comments. So they may have said like, you know, Bobby nude leaks or something like that. And they just took that part out. So the only thing that I could find after like looking at Twitter for like far too long, for like 15 minutes, I didn't even think nudes. I thought it was like a DM leak of a conversation. And then that's what I saw. I saw there was like a message between her and Dave Portnoy about Drake and how Dave Portnoy's girlfriend thought that Bobby broke up with her husband because he caught her in an affair with Drake. And she denied that. But what is weird is now that I dig more into this, Drake and Bobby unfollowed each other on social, and I think she took the Drake interview down. So I don't know what that means. It doesn't mean she was in a relationship with them. Things went sour. Does it just mean that there was too many, you know, innuendos during that interview? She wanted to like stop it. Who knows? But here she is, finally responding.
Pastor and influencer Bobby Al.
I don't want to hear that.
X. This video after all was leaked online, went viral, addressed the situation. Bobby said that it was a deep fake made by AI.
Guys, funny story. Yesterday, I went on X, Twitter, and I saw that I was trending, and I was like, oh my god, that's a first. I'm trending on Twitter. You guys must really love my podcast. Wow. So I clicked it. And I was like,
oh shit. Sorry guys, hold on.
I didn't really like a mistake or something.
Hold on. At least I caught it myself without you guys yelling at me.
And must really love trending on Twitter. That's a first.
Don't yell at me. Yeah. Become a member. Donate. Buy merch.
I went on X, Twitter, and I saw that I was trending, and I was like, oh my god, that's a first. I'm trending on Twitter. You guys must really love my podcast. Wow. So I clicked it, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I didn't really, like, I thought, like, it was a mistake or something, like, that it was, like, bots or something. I didn't realize that it was actually people believing that that was me, until my whole team called me and were like, is this real?
First of all, I got to pause. I don't know. This guy pulled this up, so I got to make some comments on this, I guess, so I don't get a copyright claim on it. I love the fact that her whole team had to call her and go, is this for real? Like, did you post nudes out there? I guess with the client, like, you know, who knows? I mean, who knows who puts nudes out there? So, you know, it could have been legitimate. I could just picture, like, an agent, a couple managers getting on the phone, PR person, like, all right, Bobby, you got to be real with us, okay? We're Team Bobby. We're in this with you. We're the circle of trust, okay? Now, did you take some nudes at some point? I mean, come on. Did you ever send some in the DMs? Ever text some to a boy? Come on. I mean, look, we're all girls here. The team is, we're female first. We're not judging. There's no shame. But did you post them? So I think it's funny that those conversations actually have to happen. Because I'm guessing, I mean, I saw this stat once that said, like, it was crazy. It was like 75% of people in their 20s have sent nudes, you know, more than once. So it seems like everyone in their 20s are sending nudes to each other. So it's not, I guess, that crazy a question for her team to ask her.
So you guys. Anyway, not me. Sorry to disappoint, but what the fuck? No. That was so graphic, too. I was like, oh my god, I need to cover my eyes.
She also posted an Instagram story saying, hate to disappoint you all, but the reason I'm trending.
So, the whole point of that. So the whole point of that was, that's scary, and AI is good for a lot of things, especially, like, I'm a writer. Like, if you're a writer, I hate to bum you out, but if you're, like, a journalism grad right now, like, I don't know, man, you should be looking for another job. Super Ham Hams, thank you for the donation. Donations are encouraged. So is buying merch. So is becoming a member. You get custom badges, custom emojis. So great ways to support the channel. But AI is scary, especially for females, but even for dudes too. I mean, look, I don't want to encourage any trolls out there, but honestly, there's enough pictures. Just go to my Instagram, right? There's plenty of pictures of me. I don't really do thirst traps, but I'm sure there's a picture of me with my shirt off, maybe at the beach with my family or something. So, like, it would be real easy to just, you know, AI that and, like, throw my, you know, take my pants off and throw my junk in there and put me in a compromising situation. And please, I say this with peace and love. Please, AI people, do not attack me. No one is in the market for that. No, it's going to get no views, so no one wants to see that. But really, it can happen to anyone. And I was watching this movie on Netflix. I love crime docu-series. And there's one on now. And I don't even remember. It wasn't that great. I moved on to another one. I was kind of like zoning out and having coffee this morning and watching it before I worked out. And it was just about this this stalker who would, like, come at somebody, like, a million different ways. Like, they would text them, they would send them DMs, they would send them from different numbers, they would hit them up on WhatsApp, they would message their friends, all this stuff. It's like assault, you know, really. And if someone's, you know, there are people out there, I guess, who are crazy enough to do that. So You know, you can ruin, especially a woman, a guy's life too, but I think maybe more so a woman it would apply more to, because I think she would be judged harder. Like me, if there was a fake AI nude out there, I'd be like, dude, this is crazy. First of all, I would never post that in a million years. I've been married, you know, I haven't sent any nudes to anyone, you know, so there's nothing out there. So there's no way that's me. But I think a woman has a tougher time explaining themselves. So I'm going to ask in the comments, do you believe Bobby? Were they AI generated? Do you believe 100%? Or do you believe, I actually think Bobby DM'd somebody. It could have been Drake, but it could have been, I don't know, some random hottie she met at the bar. I mean, what do you think? Yeah, I believe on the AI side with that. You want to hear about my dating stories before I met my wife? I'll tell you this, okay? I have a little game to myself, but definitely not enough confidence to ever approach a woman in public. No, I mean, no chance, right? So I got in at the beginning of the dating apps before I got married. So I had some fun with that. And I am the greatest. I've said it before and I'll say it again. And I'm really undefeated. I am the greatest first date of all time. I mean, unless you have to exclude the dating reality shows, which, by the way, the dude doesn't pay for. The TV show pays for the helicopter rides and the midnight and the sunset cruises and all that stuff. But like for a normal guy, my first date game is impeccable. Like I'll plan it right. Like I'm not gonna take a first date to a movie because you can't talk and you're just sitting there. So that's bad. You don't necessarily want like a really nice dinner for the first date unless you know the girl for a while. So maybe you start with coffee and kind of like progress. But, you know, it's not, guys, if you're single, look, it's scary going up to a girl. And I never did it either. I was lucky sometimes that girls would come up to me, which is very rare. But it did happen, which made things easier. But it was usually like someone I knew or a friend of someone or like someone knew, like a friend of someone in a friend group, you know, I would meet or something. We would go out. But guys, on a date, it's very simple. I mean, I don't know. I think the problem is not just with dudes on first dates. Ladies, and feel free to chime in the comments. I don't think it's necessarily the dudes. I think it's people in general. Most people are a bore. And most people, more importantly, it's okay to be boring. Okay, whatever, that's fine. But most people aren't self-aware. So maybe they think they're interesting and they think their jokes are hitting and they're just killing it on this date, but they don't notice all the like the nonverbal cues from the date. You know, I've been in sales forever, so I know, you know, arms crossed is a bad sign. You want openness. So you don't want her legs crossed. You don't want her arms crossed. That means she's uncomfortable. So you have to look for certain things like that to go, I gotta switch it up a little bit. And I think the other problem guys make, and I don't know how they do it in 2024, but guys, it's so simple. Ask about the girl across from you, okay? And you don't have to have a crazy personality. You don't have to be a streamer. You don't have to be somebody in the media who has, you know, an above average personality. You can just be regular guy, you know, regular, not, you know, kind of funny, you know, kind of just regular, just regular, like, you know what I mean? Like, not entertaining or anything, I'm not trying to be, but you could just ask. It goes a long way. Like, hey, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do for work? You know, what do you do for fun? And just spend most of the time letting her talk and you really paying attention, not fucking your eyes glazed over and you're looking at your phone. Like, guys, that's the first you ask the question. But the hard part is if the answer is boring, you still got to sit through it and you still got to fake a smile. And even if the date, even if you never want to see the person again, and if for whatever reason it just didn't work on your end, dude, I'm old school. You still pay. I don't give a fuck if it's 2024. If I'm single today, I don't care. And I don't care if the woman earns three times as much as I do. I want to pay. Okay? That's it. Now, does that make me old school? Is that an L, Tom? Is that an L take, Tom? I don't know. But, dude, I'll hold the door open for a woman. You know, I'll wait till she sits down before I sit down. I will ask for the check and pay. I'm not one of these dudes that's like, hey, I paid Venmo me for your soda and fries. Like, get the fuck out of here. Come on, guys. Step your game up a little bit and dress, like, present yourself. Like, don't wear this, okay? I am wearing, well, I mean, your Tomcat, the Tomcat merch is always encouraged, but not on the first date. So I suggest that you do not wear Tomcat merch on your first date, okay? You know, look presentable. Okay, don't show up in baggy sweats, and I don't give a fuck if they're, you know, whatever brand they are. No, don't show up in, like, you know, shitty shoes. Girls look at shoes. Girls pay attention to shoes. Girls pay attention to nails. Shit like that. You gotta be on point. Trim your nails. They don't want to see dirty fucking nails. It grosses them out. Don't wear fucking dirty, shitty shoes, because that's a reflection on you. You think the girl's gonna go look at your hands and they're all fucked up, and she's gonna go, man, one day I just hope they're inside me. No, she's gonna go, fuck, I hope that dude never touches me. I hope I never see him again. Now, ladies, chime in. Do I have the right philosophy? And maybe that is an L take from Tom. Look, it's 2024. I've been married like 10 years, I think. So, look, I've been out of the game for a while. I'm old. I'm a boomer, okay? I'm not in touch, you know, with the latest hip hop, okay? I don't know what reality shows you're watching, all right? I don't know what's going on the dating apps, but I still think those basic things, like respecting a woman and being interested in her and showing genuine curiosity about the person you're with, goes a long way. Now, ladies, let's hear from you. All right, let's see. Super Ham Hams, mini golf is a great first date. Girls love mini golf. Hope World, are you saying my take is bore and cringe? Oh no, Hope World's saying the icks. Oh, maybe this is a Tom L. What's the reason for the cross leg thing? I mean, some people just sit even if they're comfortable cross-legged, but especially crossed arms, like, that's a bad, bad sign. If someone has their arms crossed in front of you, whether you're in a business meeting or you're on a first date, that's a bad sign because there's blockage. They're not opening with you. They're closed off. They're not even conscious of it, but they're closed off to what you're saying or doing. Matthew, very good point. Make sure she's comfortable. She feels safe. Absolutely. You know, it's funny. Anne Marie says, please watch Love is Blind. I'm going to talk about Vanderpump Rules later, but just because I watch that doesn't mean that's the show you guys watch. So if you guys are into Love is Blind, comment, and I will add that to my list so I can give you comments. I'm hearing all guys' opinions. Wear a watch, okay. Oh, Sydney, that's nice. You always offer to pay, but you've never had to. So it's good. So guys are doing some good things out there. That's good. Somebody said, no shorts and slides? Absolutely not. Unless you're at a theme park date, maybe that's acceptable, okay? But no shorts and slides. Girls, yes, you can wear shorts and slides, but guys, no. Teeth and hands, very important, Anna Marie. Correct. Action 6 says, my car's a 2001. It's incredibly clean, but should I get an Uber? No, you should not. Drive that 2001 and, don't present yourself as someone you're not. Because what if you get like 6 weeks into this and all of a sudden you're rolling around, you're rolling around in a new car for every date for the first 3 dates, and then you start like going out more and you're driving around in a 2001 car. That ain't gonna work. She's gonna be like, what happened to all the other cars? Oh, they weren't mine. I was just trying to impress you. No.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can we have a watch party? What, a Love is Blind watch party on Twitch? I'm down. Good smelling cologne, yes, but don't overdo it because that could be a big turnoff too. So cologne's dangerous, okay? So you got to make sure it smells good on you. People have told you, it's been proven, and do not go overboard. A spray maybe a second walkthrough spray, and that's it. That's all you need. Cut off jean shorts, never nude style, always works. All right, so that's enough of that. That's my thoughts on it. Dating. What else we got? Okay, let me get your thoughts on this. Machine Gun Kelly's tattoos. What in the world is going on with that? Now, I mean, it took him, they were saying like he started doing sessions back in December. So like, it reminds me of the Rage Against the Machine. If you're old enough to remember Rage Against the Machine, he was the first dude I saw do that. He had like one of his legs all black. Well, he was a white guy. And I think maybe he did like his arm, like his upper arm all black. And I just thought it looked like stupid. You know what I mean? And I don't like the look because, can I zoom in here? I guess I can't zoom in. Because you got, it's all black, but then you got his ab showing his shitty, like various tattoos in there, which I don't know. I mean, if you're going to go black, go all in, man. Look like, get tat yourself like fucking Black Panther. That's what you should, if you're going for this look at the end of this, Machine Gun Kelly, I want you to look like Black Panther. And maybe you just leave a little spot in white where you write Wakanda Forever on your arm. That's it. But everything else is black. I mean, I think that if that's what you're going for, go all out. Guys, it's been maybe 20 minutes and I have not plugged merch. 15% off all merch. Apply to checkout. No code needed. Only sale until the summer collection drops. By far the biggest seller is Hate and Disgust, because I always say, I say that not with peace and love. I say that with hate and disgust. So, and then they've got the Anxious 8-Bit Tomcat collection. We got the original Tomcat. We got hats. We got mugs, tote bags, all kinds of stuff. So go check that out. Now, in my thumbnail today, you saw, it was a little clickbaity, but it said, Tom almost got arrested yesterday. Would you like to hear this story? And I hope, there's not that many people on here. It's weird. Like, I think last week there was only like, on Tuesday, there was like 64 people on here, but then it got 2,000 views by like 8 o'clock the next morning. So, you know, even though not everybody's here, they watch later tonight or they watch tomorrow. But is there a police person on here? Because I would love your insights. So I'm going to drop my daughter off at karate yesterday, okay? You know, middle-aged dad in his car driving his daughter to karate at 5 o'clock, okay? About as normal as an activity as you could find. Now, I'm going down a decently busy street, like two lanes, median, two lanes on the other side, right? So I'm driving along, and all of a sudden I see a cop car parked sideways in the middle of the street, but there's no signs or anything. And there's no cop like directing traffic. There's just nothing. And then maybe 1,000 feet down, you see a fire truck pulled over with the sirens on. So the karate studio is on that street. So it's only like, it's like right where the fire truck is, right on the other side of the road. So I kind of sit there for a second. There's a bunch of people behind me. I'm like, all right, well, I'll just drive on the median around the cop car and keep going and go to karate. As soon as I get in the median, I guess the cop was in the car And this fat fuck gets out and starts screaming at me. What the fuck do you think you're doing? Do you see my car? Do you see the car? And I look at him, I go, first of all, lose the fucking attitude. Don't speak to me that way. And he looked shocked. He looked shocked because I don't know if people talk to cops like that, but I don't. Now, my daughter was in the back of the car and I was respectful and I didn't use any foul language. But later I told her, I go, I don't care who the fuck it is, but I don't care if it's a teacher, a coach, a cop. No one talks down to you like that and tries to make you feel like a piece of shit. So I explain myself. I go, look, where's the signs? You're sitting in your car. Shouldn't you be outside telling people what to do? All we see, there's a bunch of cars behind me. We don't know what to do. We see a cop car here, nobody out. You're sitting inside doing God knows what, right? What are we supposed to do? We have places to go. So the median, he goes, you're on the wrong side of the fucking street. I go, no, I'm not. Look where my car is. Do you want me to get out of the car? I don't want to get out of the car with that. I don't want to make any sudden movements because we're getting a little heated here, but my car is in the median. I'm not in the other lane, okay? So I'm not disturbing your car. I'm just trying to drive my daughter to karate. You back the fuck up and get out of here. I go, again, I'll tell you one more time. Lose the attitude. Don't talk to me like that. And then I said, I'm backing up my car and I'll go around the block. It's been a pleasure, you fucking asshole. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself. The guy was such a fucking dick. I just said, you know, I was respectful the whole time. And, you know, he was still screaming at me at the end. And I just had a fucking enough. And I said, listen, I'll turn around. No problem. But lose the fucking attitude. Fuck you. Okay? You don't talk to people like that. All right. There's no signs. There's no cones. There's no flares in the fucking street. Okay. What the fuck are you doing in your car? Watching TikTok? Okay. You should be out of the fucking car telling people what to do. It's 5 o'clock. There's a lot of people on the car. There are a lot of people on the roads. So it could have went horribly wrong. Now the guy could have, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he could charge me with assault because I didn't hit him or anything or threaten his life. You know, I just told him to not talk to me like that and to lose the attitude and take his tone down. And I did it in a respectful manner. I didn't use any foul language to the end. And, you know, I didn't want to scare my daughter or anything like that because she was in the back seat. So, you know, I'm kind of, you know, exaggerating a little bit for effect here, but I didn't want to make her scared in any way. But that was my lesson to her, is you know, that guy is a bully. And you know what she said? She was so funny. She's 8 years old, 9 years old. And she said, you know what, Dad? I bet he was a boy who was picked on at school that now has some power and now is a bully. Because he was bullied when he was a kid. And I was cracking up. I was like, you know what? I don't want to say her name. I go, you know what? You are a pretty smart kid. Yeah, that was very insightful. And I think that's exactly what we were dealing with in that situation. And look, and then I also wanted to tell her too that, look, firefighters, I have a ton of respect for because, you know, fighting fires is like the least of their concerns. Like they're, you know, responding to, 911 emergencies. They're doing health things. They're doing a lot. Cops are doing a lot too, right? They're there to protect us. Most cops are good. But then there is a segment like that just, you know, has that I'm going to, you know, I got some power. You got to listen to what I have to say. So I'm going to talk to you however the fuck I want to talk to you. Well, that does not fly with me. But, I guess he could have gave me a ticket for, I don't know what, for something. You know, they could always find some kind of reason to ticket you. But, yeah, I just, you know, I worked for a boss once and I was on a sales team, and I'll never forget, for me, there's nothing more embarrassing. Now, I can get on here and tell you like deeply personal things to complete strangers talking about AI nude pictures of myself, semen samples. I can talk about all kinds of embarrassing stuff. People can make fun of me or joke around with me. That's fine. But the one thing I can't deal with is being yelled at in front of a group of people. It's just a hang up. I would never do that to someone that worked for me. I would never do that to anyone. I would never treat anyone like that because I know what it feels like to have that happen. And one day I screwed something up at work and my boss was a yeller and he just called me every name in the book, you know, you motherfucker this and that. And I just stood there and I didn't say a word. And when he was done his rant, I said, Bob, I'd like to talk to you over here for a sec. And I took him over there and I said, look, I messed up. I apologize. Now I'll try to make sure that never happens again. But guess what? You know, I'm going to make another mistake at some point. Okay. But what you just did there will never happen again. You will never yell at me like that in public. Now, if you want to take me aside in your office and yell at me for something stupid I did, okay. If that's your management style, that's fine. But if you do that again, I'm quitting. And guess what? I'm your number one guy. So enough, okay? If you have a problem with me, you're all fired up, take me in your office and unload, okay? That's the way to do it, all right? Enough. And he continued to MF everybody else that worked there. He didn't change his behavior at all. But to his... He got my message loud and clear. And he did take me into his office and motherfucked the shit out of me, you know, several times. And, you know, I can take it, you know, one-on-one. That's fine if that's the way you feel. But doing that in a public setting like that is not okay. And you know, you're a police officer. And, you know, I was honestly confused on what to do. There was no clear signs or anything. So I wasn't trying to do anything malicious. And you just can't. I don't care what job you have, you know, as a cop, customer service applies to you too. It kind of doesn't because you can't really get fired or you can't get reprimanded or sometimes you can kill people and not even go to jail. So I guess like, you know, it's not an Amazon store where you're going to get ranked, but just as a human being, you can't operate like that. And you know what? It'll come back to you. You know, you treat enough people like that and, you know, you're going to get yours. I believe in karma and that shit comes around. So that is my thumbnail. Tom almost got arrested yesterday. That was my... And I haven't had a bad experience with a cop in... I can't even tell you the last time I got a ticket was for texting while driving like 10 years ago. And I was just sitting in a long red light, like one of those lights, you know, is going to take, there's green arrows coming from all different sides. You know, you're going to be there for like 4 minutes. So I'm just like texting on my phone and there's a knock on my window and I turn to my left and it's a cop on a motorcycle and he's got me straight. You know, he's got me dead to rights. So I'm like, all right. So I pull over, I get the ticket, you know, he's got me. That's fine. But you know, I haven't had a negative experience with a cop in a while. That was the first in a long time. And I didn't like it. So I would like to hear if there's any law enforcement on here. I respect what you do. You're needed, you know, but, you know, what's your thoughts? Because actually one of my best friends was a cop. He's retired. Shout out Kumays. He was a crime scene investigator, which is a pretty cool job. And now he's actually just a cool guy. Now he's retired because you can retire early. So he's in his 40s. He has his pension, which is, you know, you become a cop for the benefits and the pension. And now he's like just DJing. That's his thing. He does, you know, sets and he'll travel and do them. And that's his thing. Like he's a DJ now and he's just loving his life. But I talked to him about that once, about those kind of guys. And he goes, yeah, those guys are there. And I just separated myself and just wanted nothing to do with them. You know, they kind of travel in packs and, you know, there's a group of them wherever, whatever police station you go in. So, you know, I don't recommend, you know, reacting like I did because, it seems like, especially if you're younger and, definitely that was some white privilege that happened there too. I am not, you know, blind to that. You know, I'm a white guy, a nice car. I'm sure if I wasn't, and if I was another ethnic group in, you know, a shitty car and came with that same, said the same exact things, I'm guessing it wouldn't have worked out the same way, which is even more fucked up. So anyway, that was my experience yesterday with the police. So let's see what you guys have to say. Tommy the Outlaw, no more Jimmy Lee. No, 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 no. I am no outlaw. I'm law-abiding. I love the police. I don't have any issues. I had this issue with this one person yesterday. I'm not even going to mention what city it was in or anything like that. But it was one bad apple, right? You know, you experience one bad apple and it spoils your opinion. But it doesn't change my overall opinion of police, which is a good overall opinion. Mark Urban said, I'm getting mad about just hearing this. Yeah, I was taking my daughter to karate. She was in the back seat. So, like, I'm exaggerating for effect here. You know, I'm talking at a little louder tone and a more aggressive tone than I did with him. I didn't take an aggressive tone. I was, like, real matter of fact. Like, lose the attitude, man. You don't talk to me like that. You know, you didn't make it clear. There's no signs. There's no flares. There's no sign that says go around, your street closed or anything. So, you know, I don't know why you're coming in hot at me. Texas Poon Tappa said, I'll be honest, I have no context yet, but I bet this rewatch is going to go crazy. What, just my interaction with the cop? I don't think so. I mean, and I didn't go goblin mode. I was respectful. I'm just like, don't talk to me like that. You know, I'm not talking to you like that. So, you know, I told him to lose the attitude. And when he came barking again, I said, lower your tone. I'm not yelling at you. Lou said the girl's dad I'm dating is a cop and he's pretty chill so far. Seems like a good guy. Yeah, I'm saying most cops are good people. This was just one bad apple. So this is no reflection on Tom is anti-cop or anything like that. No, I am not. It was, like I said, one of my best friends was a cop. Super cool guy. He's a DJ now. How cool is that? Talk about a cool job. He's a crime scene investigator. He retires. He's in his mid-40s, and now he's DJing sets all over the place. He was out here in LA like a month ago, and I had lunch with him, too, but he was doing a gig in Santa Monica. He was badass. And yeah, I didn't, Mark said, yeah, you can't let your kid get scared. Again, I didn't come off aggressive at all. Just matter of fact, like, show me some respect. You know, my whole attitude was like, show me some respect. I'm not disrespecting you at all. I'm listening to what you have to say, right? I've said I'm sorry. I didn't know the road was closed. And I told him why I didn't think the road was closed. I mean, what else do you want me to do? So that is all on my police encounter story. Now, let's go on to something mindless, right? Does anyone watch Vanderpump Rules? Anybody? It seems like Love is Blind is the most popular reality show within this demo. So I'm going to start watching Love is Blind, and I'm going to come to you with some fire commentary because I am the greatest, unless you ask my wife. My wife will say I am the worst person to watch a reality show with because I constantly yell at the TV or make commentary throughout the show, okay? What is she doing? They're going to go broke. He has no job. They're spending so much money. They got to be in debt. The house of the cards is going to fall down soon. Mauricio is going to get a divorce. Is Kyle going to do it first? They're both checked out. You know he's cheating. I think she's with this girl. And it's over. Just get a divorce. I mean, I'm just screaming at the TV nonstop. And my takes on here you like, so I always tell her she's getting free entertainment. I mean, she's getting this live, like it's a live watching event. And she's right there with me, getting all this content for free. And she just says, shut the fuck up. Please stop talking. You are so annoying. But I get passionate about my reality shows, people. And I go in phases. For a while, I was in a 90-day fiancé hard. I've always stuck with the Real Housewives franchise. Southern Charm, I've been there since the beginning. And Vanderpump from the beginning. So, does anyone watch? Oh my God, somebody, Sydney, asked, do you watch Love After Lockup? There is no, and trust me, I've watched them all. There is no trashier reality show than Love After Lockup. Now, I haven't seen it in probably two seasons, but it's an outstanding premise for a show. So basically, it's a prisoner who meets someone through, usually there's these websites. I guess I don't even understand why they would let prisoners do this, but I guess there's these websites where you could date, you know, prisoners. Like, it's like a dating site for prisoners. So I don't know who in the right mind would ever go, you know, if you're a single woman, like, times have got to be pretty tough for you to start checking out. Like, well, I mean, normal guys aren't working out so well. So I don't know. Maybe a prisoner. I mean, maybe he's in for like a, you know, a non-violent crime. Maybe he was just like some fraud or something, some check fraud. So, like, maybe that would be okay. So, let me check it out. Let me make a profile. So they start dating, you know, that's usually how they connect, and they start, you know, sending letters back and forth, and then the prisoner gets out, and the best scene is the first. It's always the same. It's usually the woman, but sometimes it's a guy waiting for a woman prisoner to come out too. So it's both ways, but the more common one is the woman dating the male prisoner. So she's all excited to meet him. Maybe she doesn't even live in the same state as the jail. So she drove, you know, she drove 14 miles through the night to get there. They said he's going to be out at 8. Of course, jails are on nobody's time but their own. You know, they'll get him out when they want to get him out. So they'll sit in the car for like 6 hours. And then they finally come out and they kiss and they hug and then they're going to start their life together. And that's where the show goes. So I highly recommend Love After Lockup to anyone looking for just mindless trash. It's great. I got to figure out a way to do that. How could I watch a show? Well, hold on. Well, let me ask you this, then I'll get into the Vanderpump stuff. So say Love is Blind. I'll do a poll on YouTube, and I'll say, you know, what's your favorite reality show? And people will comment, then I'll put something where they could vote. And whoever the winner is, say it's Love is Blind. I go, okay. So every Friday, I'm going to sit and watch an episode of Love is Blind with you and comment. How would I do that without getting copyright striked? I mean, I couldn't do that on YouTube. I couldn't show a whole episode of a show. They're going to copyright claim and I'm going to make zero money. So how would that even work? You know, I do have to make a Twitch, and I also, to make more money too, I need to be streaming on both Twitch and here. So that will be coming soon. So maybe I'll do that. I'll start doing research into Love is Blind. And yes, no, Tony Black, Discord is not the answer. I hate Discord. I have a Discord. I never use it. Fuck Discord, okay? I don't want to use it. But anyway, yes, somebody asked about Tom Sandoval comparing his cancellation to O.J. Simpson and George Floyd, okay? Now, I mean, I think that's a pretty narcissistic comment to make. I mean, but you're Tom Sandoval. You're playing shows at like 45 years old with your shirt off, you know, living your rock star life. I don't even know if you're making any money doing this, right? Maybe you pay the venue to let you play. I don't know. But he doesn't seem like the most mature 40-something-year-old guy or self-aware guy. So no, that does not surprise me, that comment at all. And I talked about that in Tuesday's episode too, just another reason to hate Tom Sandoval. But anyway, so I'm watching the show last night, and we'll go over here. Actually, no, I won't even show you. I can just read. What are you doing? Oh, my computer freezing up. Huh.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Thunderpants!
What are you laughing at?
Laffy Taffy. They have a funny joke on every wrapper, and I love how fruity they are. Banana's my favorite. Want one?
Sure. Mmm, so smooth and creamy.
I like to eat them after school and after dinner and after...
Whenever you need a good LOL?
Yeah! So, here's the joke. What do clouds wear under their shorts?
Thunderpants. That is good.
Laffy Taffy. Deliciously funny. Head to LaffyTaffy.com to shop now.
Slow. Huh, that's so weird. Oh, okay, there we go, I'm back. I don't know why my second monitor froze for a sec, and then this froze, so that's weird. So anyway... let me go to my notes because I took notes, so I don't need that. I don't need you second monitor with your article. I took notes, people. I wake up at, I'm up at 4:15, okay? I had a little bowl of cereal, one cup measured because I track my macros. And then I worked out. I had my coffee, I worked out, okay? Then I got, you know, the kids to school, did that stuff, and then... Before I started working, I did a little, I did a little prep for the show. That's what it takes, people. That's what it takes to have a successful podcast. Now, successful, I'm going to use in air quotes, considering there's only 41 people here right now. But let's check the views tomorrow, people, okay? Let's not just judge it on the people that are here now. Now, you're important. You are the people in the Howie Mandel podcast saying I should be a guest on a show and getting him to say who is Tom Ward. So you are appreciated, all right? But Vanderpump Rules. So... Schwartz, so let's go back. Tom Sandoval, if you don't know the show, I'll give you the recap. Tom Sandoval has been dating Ariana, his girlfriend, for like forever, okay? Then he ends up cheating on her with one of her friends, Raquel, one of the newer people on the show, younger, probably the youngest cast member on the show. I don't think she's... you know, overly attractive. I mean, Ariana, I thought, was better looking, but, you know, Raquel was okay, I guess. Just not, I mean, not for me, but she's okay. Not that my opinion on appearance matters at all. Let's make that perfectly clear. But okay, so he decides to cheat. Well, she found out, and it blew up in his face. Everyone turned on him. Everybody on the show, the public turned on him. He was a huge villain. Him and Raquel, you know, she was the homewrecker. He was the dirtbag for leaving. People came out and she became like invigorated. She was getting, I felt so good, like, because I was on Team Ariana. She was getting brand deals like 2 weeks after all this stuff erupted. She was like, you know, she was like making funny jokes because she is kind of funny. She was just making brand deals. I saw her like legit commercials on TV and stuff. So I'm like, get that money, girl. Okay. You know, the reborn Ariana. Let's see you with a post-Sandoval successful life. Well, so this season, so they're living in the same house, which I still don't understand why. They're living in the same house because what I think happened is, like, the house I'm in right now, we bought it 8 years ago when interest rates were super low. So to buy this house now at the value it is 8 years later in California with the higher interest rates, like, we couldn't afford this house, right? So I'm guessing it was a similar situation with their house. He's locked it in at a low rate, and, you know, the house maybe went up in value and he wants to hold on to it. So, and Ariana's like, hey, I'm in this too. This was my house too. I'm not just going to move out and give it to you. So there's something going on. I don't know if they're fighting it out in the courts or something, but it is super entertaining because they don't communicate directly with each other. All right. They walk by each other in the house. They don't say a word. They don't look at each other. And this has been going on for months and months and months. The only way they communicate is through this poor assistant, Tom's assistant. Like, Ariana will text her, or the assistant will text Ariana saying, Tom is looking to have a small birthday get together tonight around 8 o'clock with 12 people. Will that work for you? And she'll just say, no, that won't work for me. And then they have to negotiate, right? Through the poor assistant. Now, she's not getting paid enough, right? I saw her cleaning up after Tom's party. She's like a hostage negotiator, right? Negotiating between, like, you know, warring countries or hostages, or it's insane. They're living in a fucking insane world. But my point of all this is Tom went to Lisa Vanderpump, who's kind of the mom of the show. And he tells her that he was going through super dark times then in the last year since all this happened. And, you know, that he thought about ending it several times. And I know you can't use the S word on here. I don't want to trigger anybody. But Lisa's brother died that way, if you know what I mean. So she's very sensitive to that. So when she heard Tom say that, and everybody's giving Tom a hard time still, you know, her plea was, she had, you know, the girls over who all hate him and said, you know, go easy on him. You know, he shared me with some dark thoughts, and, you know, people make mistakes, and, you know, he needs you guys around now. He's feeling all alone, blah, 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 right? I think about that and I go, okay, what about Raquel? Raquel's name wasn't mentioned once in the last episode. Now, listen, am I a huge fan of Raquel? No, she was the homewrecker, right? It takes two to tango, but, you know, she was the homewrecker in this, and she was friends with Ariana, which is even worse. It wasn't like she hooked up with some random girl's boyfriend. Like, she was friends with Ariana and still hooked up with her boyfriend. So I'm no huge fan of her, but she, I think, had to go to a mental institution. She was getting destroyed on social media for months and months and months by everybody. Tom and her were villains and everyone hated her. So no one mentions her. So then I saw a comment on Twitter after saying, and they were right, they're like, Lisa seems to prioritize the guys and kind of dismisses or puts the women a kind of a lower tier, right? Because if she really cared about the mental health and well-being of the people on her show, she would have said, shit, if he's going through this, I wonder what's going on with Raquel. I'll reach out to her. No, none of that was said. And then if you fast forward later in the episode, another thing occurred. So James, the DJ James, the white Kanye, self-proclaimed, he's a huge douche. I'm not a fan of him, but he gets a call from Lisa, who has a dog shelter, and she said, come in. And he goes, what are we meeting about? And all of a sudden, this dog comes walking down the steps, and it's his old dog with his ex-girlfriend, Raquel. I guess Raquel got the dog. And he goes, is that, you know, Doggy, whatever the hell the dog's name is? And she goes through the story that it was abandoned and it was put in a shelter and somehow it made its way back to Lisa. So my first question, if I was either of them, would have been, wait, what happened to Rachel? Why did she couldn't take care of the dog? Or did she lose the dog? Or is she not able to, you know, manage her life? Like, why did the dog get abandoned, right? Like, what happened? But the thought never even occurs to them. So that was my whole point. And that was my whole rant on Vanderpump, that, you know, as much as Raquel is a monster, she went through the same vicious attacks that Tom got. But now everybody's rallying for Tom, and, you know, the group should let him back in, and they should take a trip to Aspen together and all hang out and just have good times like they used to. But Raquel is not mentioned at all, and no one seems to care about her mental health. But you know what, Raquel? I'm not a fan of you, but I appreciate you as a human being, and especially dealing with hate on social, and I've never experienced that kind of level of hate, you know, that fucks you up. That fucks up your mental health and probably puts you in a very dark spiral. So I care about your mental health, and I hope you're taking care of yourself, and I hope you're okay. And I say that with peace and love, people. Now, it seems like about the same amount of people are on, so, you know, people didn't drop off. So I guess there's some, at least two or three people who watch Vanderpump Rules. What do you think? Do we have any comments on... Let's see. All right, so are we working? Can you see and hear me okay? No one had any comments on Vanderpump Rules, so I guess that will be my last chat about Vanderpump Rules. Well, dinner is wrapping up, guys. I've given you an hour and 15 minutes of entertainment ideas, and I was thinking of ideas for the stream, too. I like that watch party idea. What... Comment now, what are your favorite reality shows, or what reality show, it might not be your favorite, but what reality show would you like to live watch with me and see my commentary? Comment below. And then someone last week had an excellent idea. They said, why not do Tom Bean mukbang? Because I hate beans. I hate them. I've went on rants about them. I hate every bean, from black beans to pinto beans to refried beans to even motherfucking jelly beans. They're all gross. And the mukbang idea sounded funny, but we got to do like a membership drive, because I'm not eating shit ton of beans for no reason. All right, so maybe we tie it to a membership drive next week. I think that would be fun. And then we could do a watch party with whatever reality show you guys recommend. Vanderpump's on Bravo. Mighty Mike has said, I've never seen this. Should I watch it? Is it worth the hype? Yeah, it's great. Right now, the shows I'm watching, I would highly suggest are Vanderpump. They're only on their fourth episode this season. Just start it this season. And Real Housewives of Miami is fantastic. I highly suggest you watch that. Again, they're only like five or six episodes in. You can start at the beginning. And I really like Southern Charm this year. And they are all on Bravo. Flora Bamashur, I watched the first season. That wasn't entertaining for sure. Am I going to watch the Frenemies compilation? Didn't I do that already? You asked me to watch some Frenemies lore video or something that I watched. So I guess we have no ideas of things to watch. You guys are zero help. Zero. Alex, the fiction, thank you for, he's giving me a shout out for keeping my dome nice and tidy. Appreciate that. And while we're here, let's see if we can get that second monitor going. 15% off sale on all merch till the end of February. I say that with peace and love. No other sales after February 29th. It is a leap year. I say that with peace and love. There will be no more discounts after February 29th. I say that with peace and love. 15% off everything. So go check it out, thetomwardshow.com. And other ways you can support the channel is becoming a member. You get custom badges, custom emojis, separate community tab too, where I ask questions, what kind of topics you'd like to see. And you can gift donations too. It's a great way to do it too. And really, you know, just you showing up here to watch me is more than enough. So I appreciate it. Watch old content court from H3. H3 is kind of goofy because I don't want to be like an H3 spinoff. So I don't want to do too much of that stuff. I mean, I will. Wardy Fresh. I mean, I will watch like an H3 video once in a while. I want to get a Rich Lux occurring segment, like where we recap tea for the week on, do it on a Friday. I thought that was a great idea. I got to get him to sign on board, but I got to figure out how to do it. If anyway, I spent an hour trying to figure out how to integrate Streamlabs with Zoom to be able to do it easily. And it says nice and easy for everybody, right? But I couldn't get my Streamlabs camera to show up in Zoom. So I just said, fuck it. I go, I need help. I got to reach out to the internet. So that's it. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I will be here tomorrow to give you a soul. You know what we should do tomorrow? Let's do a solo weekly tea recap. I think that's a good idea for something we could do tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow at 5 pizza night at the Ward House. And then let me know